patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
We needed Zora today. Even if she hadn't been scheduled, I was going to call and say, we need you to come on and just talk.
Exactly.
What do you want to say first and foremost to the millions listening, all the Bucks fans, all the people, and it is millions. What's the first thing you want to say to them about
Bucks
Celtics?
Calm down.
R-E-L-A-X.
Everybody calm down?
Yes.
No, I can't calm down. The Bucks get these leads and then they just disappear. And I get worried when the team the Bucks are playing doesn't seem the slightest bit concerned about being down by 10. No problem. We'll come back. And then they do it. And then they do it again.
Yeah, the Bucks were up by 7 heading into the fourth. Yes. Yes, the Bucks got outscored 43-28 in the last quarter. But,
okay, but
they played a great game for three quarters. It was that fourth quarter that got them, and it was twofold. Jason Tatum decided to be Jason Tatum and make off-balance, falling on the floor. I mean, he just made good plays. You know, and after the game last night, I said Al Horford kept the Celtics in the game, right, with his 16 points in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum got him over the hump and pushed them towards victory. That's what happened with the Celtics. And the Bucks just couldn't match bucket for bucket with what the Celtics were doing. Jrue Holiday, he was asked about his play after the game. He went 5-for-22, and he said, I'm missing shots that I know I can make, but I'm going to still stay aggressive. He took 30 shots in game three. And I was asked yesterday, outside of Giannis, who's the most important player on this team right now? Like, who has to produce? Mm-hmm. And my answer is Jrue Holiday. Drew's got to give the Bucks some extra juice consistently while Chris Middleton is out, because we know what Giannis is going to do. I feel like the Bucks are in good shape when both Giannis and Drew produce at a high level. But it's hard to do that Celtics defense, and then you have like the added, it's just the playoffs. I mean, you're just not going to make every shot. But the Bucks were in it. Obviously, they were up heading into the fourth. You're not relaxed, are you?
I'm also worried about, well, first of all, if I was talking to Bud, you should pass it along. He's got to play Bobby Portis. Need his juice. He's got to play 28 minutes. Marcus Smart and all the different things in the Celtics, and people, all this stuff going on. Bobby Portis needs to be out there to declare a little law and order in his crazy man way. They need that extra juice. I don't even care how many shots he make. You want to join my club? Bobby Portis got to play 28 minutes in Game 5, and I think he might.
I agree with the added juice and spark from Bobby Portis. Because, yeah, even if the guy's not knocking down shots, he brings you energy. He gets that crowd fired up, which all the guys feed off of, right? Like, it's a domino effect with Bobby. Coach Bud was asked why Bobby only played 15 minutes after the game. And Bud said because with Robert Williams out for the Celtics, Boston was going more small ball, and so he wanted to line up with that. Also, he liked having Giannis and Brooke in because, you know, they were hitting Brooke behind the defense. I think they should have went to Brooke Lopez more because they were getting into the lane, and Brooke was right behind the defense every single time. When they hit him, it was 2 points. So, but, you know, I mean, it's so ball dominant with Giannis and Drew, rightfully so. Those are the playmakers, but just remember all the people you have around you as well.
Well, that's like I said. I also said you got to go to Lopez, but it's I don't know about you, but last game seemed like the only game I really felt they missed Middleton. I really got that feeling
offensively.
This last game I really got that feeling
as an option.
They need Middleton here.
Yes, because like this is what happens with the Bucks, right? Like, if no one is hitting shots, you know you can always go to Chris Middleton, no matter what kind of game he's having, and he'll knock down buckets in the clutch. He will. That's what he does. So, yeah. And I'm of the big, you know, opinion that the Bucks have missed Chris this whole time. They're just a really talented team that has held on without him, but I don't want anyone to underestimate the impact of Chris Middleton.
Yeah, I mean, he's huge. But like I said, I mean, I thought they I thought they got away with him not being there in a couple of games. They looked like, okay, mm-hmm. even the game they lost, I'm like, I don't know if Middleton would have made the difference in that game.
Right, agreed.
Very well could be, obviously, but I didn't miss him like I did last game. Like, they needed him in that game. You know?
But over a series, does that mean that Holiday and Giannis are going to be a little more tired than they would have been?
Giannis was gassed last game, I thought.
If Middleton was there, he wouldn't be as gassed, would he?
He wouldn't need to do so much. He needs to. Middleton takes a load off of both of those guys because, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, Giannis always gives so much. I think the guy's going to be. Yeah, I mean, he's getting hit a lot more. I mean, I see that. The guy always gets hit.
One thing he's got to do is stop trying to block people's dunks.
Well, that.
That's just not going well for him. He's got to knock it off.
That's why Giannis is who he is, and we are not Giannis, because he tries to contest dunks that he has.
Everything. It's like, let that one go, bro. It ain't going to happen right now. Save your energy, and don't get a bump on your head. I mean, just you get knocked around uselessly. That's maybe the bigger thing. Like, don't take chances and get yourself hurt.
We haven't even gotten to 43. There's only one thing, everybody. 43 points. What the hell is going on? 43 points in a quarter in the fourth quarter at home. Yeah. Explain that, Zora, please.
Well, and it's 35-year-old Al Horford who did most of the damage. Like, Jason Tatum is a phenomenal player. Like, he's going – I mean, Wesley Matthews has done a spectacular job, but I knew the guy would show up in his Jason Tatum-type ways at one point or another. He just decided to do it in game four when the Celtics really needed it. Al Horford, though – I mean, perfect from the field in the fourth quarter, 16 points. I was talking to one of your favorite guys, Homer, Marcus Johnson. And I was like, do the Bucks need to put more resources on Al Horford? Like, what? Like, is that the adjustment?
Did you then say, he's older than you?
No, you didn't put that in there, did you?
Well, I said, you know, he's 35, and then Marcus said, yeah, he's like my age. And I did not let him have that one. But the point Marcus made was, he said, it's not that you need to, like, double Al Horford. No. Al Horford was getting his shots off of driving kicks or, like, pick and pop. So you need to, like, stop and play good defense at the point of attack. Like, keep your man in front of you, because then it doesn't lead to these scramble situations where Al Horford gets the basketball wide open. Because the guy's release is not quick. Like, I mean, most of those shots, he was taking his time, setting his feet, lining it up. So just if you keep your man in front and then you don't have to go into, like, help situations where everybody's scrambling, he thinks that's more of the answer than putting more resources on Al Horford.
What do you think bothered What do you think bothered Marcus the most about the loss last night?
I actually would have to ask him that question. I don't want to speak for him, but 43 points in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
But it's so hard because some of those. I mean, they were making tough shots. Like, I want to say, like, half of Jason's, it's like, all right. I mean, the one where he was falling on the ground, I mean, it's like, he just got hot. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to, like, mess up his confidence when he gets hot like that? I mean, I don't know.
Sorry, Ed,
the Bucks just needed the answer, too, offensively. Like, you can keep up with that if you're scoring, but they weren't scoring.
Well, that's kind of where I was going with my next point or question was, I said that my thing with the Bucks. We said we could have one thing. Homer, what was your one thing?
Bobby, Homer's 28 minutes.
His one thing was you got to play Portis more minutes. One thing was, listen, Bucks, you gotta. Unfortunately, I know you want to play Bucks basketball. You got to do that. I get it. But when you have a lead of like 10 points or something, and you're in the fourth quarter. Let's use Lopez a little more than we want to, a little more than we normally do. We know Giannis is going to get to the rim. That way I got two guys that can operate in the paint.
So you don't want any
and give you
threes.
A chance to score it. So let's eliminate those early clock threes. I think we just take too many of those early clock threes when we have leads. It's almost like we're just trying to put the dagger in people from three early.
You want to play like conservative.
It's not playing conservative. It's using the time and clock. You learn that as a player. Yeah. It's time and score, right?
Yeah.
Let's be smart about what we're doing here. And if we pound it inside, I mean, without Williams in there, Who's guarding Lopez? No one. They don't have anyone.
No one. Yeah. Daniel.
Go. Go punish those guys down low with Giannis and Lopez. We don't. But guess what? They're going to start to collapse once we start hurting them, and then you kick out for threes. But just eliminate the quick come up the court, kick to the corner, pass three. Eliminate those down the stretch, especially when you have a lead.
And now, what's the one thing that you would have, Zora?
That I would.
Yeah, the one thing you would do differently for Game 5.
Oh, oh.
You're not coach, GM.
Well, this one, you can, I mean, like, make shots, but that's not in anyone's control.
Well, you would say just keep playing. Just keep playing the same way you're playing. You'll make shots.
Take shots in the paint. Those are higher percentage than threes.
Okay, how about this? Okay, I have one. And even if Robert Williams is back, I still would like to do this because it makes the Celtics think. Like, how about they post up Brook Lopez? I love the lob for him in the dunker. But then you're still ball heavy, like Drew, like dribbling a ton, trying to get, like, create. And I know, like, those are your playmakers. Like, Drew and Giannis are going to have the basketball majority of the time. But how about we just do old school, like, get the ball to the wing and throw it into Brook Lopez and just see if he can back someone down. And just for a couple possessions, because it makes the Celtics think. And then you may even lose track of Giannis. And then he can kind of, you know, get behind.
And Lopez is decent in the post. He can score.
He is.
Even though he does that stupid move where he does the James Harden where he throws his arms into you, tries to draw a foul.
Well, yeah, and he'll get to the free throw line and he makes them.
Correct, and he makes free throws.
So that's my one thing, Homer. Post up Brook Lopez and see how that goes.
All right. How many times should we see that?
A lot. A lot.
They did it a couple times last night, didn't they? Not very often, but
yeah. My thing is going to be. I just feel like they don't want to feature him late in the game.
But you want to go to Drew and Giannis late in the game, which I get. Right. But one possession won't hurt you.
Exactly. I'm with you. I don't mind seeing a little bit more of that, even late in the game. Like you say, the key is that he can make free throws and he can score in the post. It's not like they're going to be terrible shots.
The Bucks do everything right, though. I mean, and let's be clear, they do everything right most of the time. But like in Game 4, right? It was like the three quarters they played great, but when it got like clutch time and they felt like the momentum of the Celtics, I felt like they just kept with Drew and Giannis. Again, rightfully so. But I just feel like in that moment, I'm not, you know, the team has done it where they, you know, have passes to Lopez in the post. But maybe like in the time where you need a bucket, try to go to that. Like Drew and Giannis don't have to be your only creators. Because that's so predictable.
Got it, Zora. We've got it down. I got the sheriff. Bobby, you've got post up Brook Lopez. And Tony's got, hey, when it's close and we're ahead, no quick threes. Let's work the ball around and keep it for a little bit. And then you could post up Brooke, or you could do other things to Giannis. All right, we got it all figured out.
And if the team does everything we just said, like all three of those things,
they'll win.
It's a blowout.
No, Zora, don't get greedy. Come on. No.
Still depends on what Boston's doing.
No, exactly. You know why? No, there'll be no blowout because it's clear to me that when Boston's behind, like 10, they're not the slightest bit worried. They're not rattled. So they'll go back and doing what they do, and the Bucks could still win.
Hold on a second, though. If they're up 10 and they do the stuff we did, they won't lose the lead so quickly. Won't be that
volatile. No, they'll still win, but it's not going to be a blowout. What's a blowout would be what? Bucks by 15? Would that be a blowout?
I said if they do everything we just said, the chances of them doing everything we just said is not very high.
Right. I think it's high. Well, of the three we suggested, which wouldn't make sense, I got the one that's probably lose of the three.
No, they're not going to stop shooting their quick threes. That's just the way they play.
All right.
Yeah, Bobby should get in more, especially if Robert Williams is back.
He needs some law and order. There's a battle going on there. Marcus Smart's winning that.
They're not going to feature Brook.
They're knocking people down. They're just complaining, everything like that. You need Portis out there to tell them. You need Crazy Man out there to set everybody straight. We'll see.
You do.
You do, yes. Thanks, Zora. Always a treat.
Talk to him.
Zora Stevenson. She's a star, but she's still on the show. She's
not going to feature Lopez. Ain't going to do it.
There'll be a point in the game when they will, I believe. If Williams is out again, it won't be as much as you want, but I think that's part of the plan. The adjustment, I think it'll be one of the adjustments.
Four post-ups is not featuring Brook Lopez.
We'll know how many.
Unless it's in the fourth quarter.
I think they'll go to him more often.
All right, we'll see.
All right, we will see. Next.